This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Right now, there are two gay journalists being held in detention in Australia. They've fled their homeland and are seeking asylum here. They claim to be targets of the Saudi government because of their sexuality. Former Democrat senator and spokesperson for the lobby group Just Equal, Brian Grieg, has spoken with one of the detainees.
They were fleeing.
Well, we saw Australia. We saw the airport exit. We were 20 meters away from the door. But we landed by plane. We went through immigration. They stamped our passport. And then we were directed to baggage claim. We grabbed our bags. And then out of the 300 people that were on that flight, we were just my partner and I. We were 7 stops. And had what they called the random check. And they checked our passports, checked our baggage. They took away our mobile phones to a room somewhere. They came back 15 minutes later, and the border force agent, the lady said that we've gone through your phones. Do you have any intentions of applying for asylum? And I said that we did. I mean, I good to be honest. At which point, we were taken into separate interview rooms. My partner and I were separated. They spoke to us for about 2 or 3 hours. And then came back and said that our visas would be canceled. Then we were put into a holding cell. And about a couple of hours after that, a team of 5 guards came, handcuffed us, put us into a van, and drove us to the detention center.
That was one of the detainees speaking to the ABC. The lobby group Just Equal, Brian Grieg, is a Democrat senator and spokesperson for that lobby group, and he spoke to the detainees who told him this.
They were fleeing their home country of Saudi Arabia when they came under a series of political harassment internally within their own country, which included threats of being outed, which, as you might imagine, is a very serious situation for them in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is effectively a police state, where they still have corporal and capital punishment for the crime of homosexuality. So he and his partner, I've spoken to one of the men from a detention centre, he and his partner decided that they really needed to flee the country. They were working successfully, it would seem, with foreign journalists and foreign media, and for that reason they came increasingly under suspicion from Saudi authorities for, it would seem, all the wrong reasons, but nonetheless they felt that their life was in danger and that they needed to get out of Saudi Arabia. So they made their way to Egypt. They took out, they have, it's important to understand, they've done nothing wrong, nothing unlawful, nothing illegal. They both applied for and got very quickly tourist visas to come to Australia, and it was their clear and lucid intention to apply for asylum once here.
Brian Grieg says Australia's immigration system has left the pair in limbo.
Because of Australia's very draconian, complex and quite brutal immigration system, they have been detained since that point. We have a system of indefinite detention, and they're now going through the laborious and clumsy and difficult process of trying to be released from detention. But the men have also said that during the time that they have been detained, that they have experienced harassment and intimidation from other inmates. They've also experienced some ill health. And I suppose there's a couple of things come out of this. I mean, the issue of asylum seekers is not new in Australia. It's a shameful situation, in my opinion. Both major political parties are guilty of bringing us to this point in our history. But I think it's very important that we make the point that seeking asylum is not a crime, that mm-hmm. our country has signed up to international agreements that should welcome people in this situation and process their claims quickly, efficiently and fairly. But from my point of view and the point of view of Just Equal is that we need to make clear that seeking asylum on the grounds of sexuality and sexual persecution is a very real thing.
Is there any advantage to the government for keeping them in detention? I mean, it certainly costs a lot of money every day, and, you know, Australia's not exactly some place that's really easy to disappear in.
I agree with you. I cannot see any advantage to the government in detaining these men any further. It's been more than a month now. Mm-hmm. They've been separated from one another. One of them is still in a hospital. They were both detected on arrival through the medical checks. I understand they were both detected of carrying TB. This is not hugely unusual from people from some parts of that world. They've now both been, I understand, cleared of that, although one of the men is still being held in hospital because the detention centre where he had been held is now refusing to take his return. So he's been held at hospital under guard at the cost of taxpayers of $4,000 a day. This is an absurd situation. There would seem to be no good reason why these men cannot be reunited and released into the broader community where they can go about their business and while at the same time going through the usual processes in a more humane way of applying for asylum.
And one of the things that I've heard a lot when people are anti-asylum seekers is that they think that the asylum seekers get quite a lot of money from the government. But, you know, if I remember correctly, the rates are just something pretty close to New Start, which is like $600 a fortnight. So, you know, even if they were on public benefits, it's, you know, so much better than paying $4,000 a day.
Oh, that's right. And at the same time, they're ineligible to work and they're not entitled to Medicare benefits and all sorts of things. No, the notion that asylum seekers get a huge amount of money is untrue. Mm-hmm. And it is quite simply a racist argument that comes from people who are trying to continue the vilification of asylum seekers as a way to justify harsh penalties. It's simply not the case.
These two gentlemen cleared immigration and were clearing customs and were asked a question about, you know, declaring asylum and then were eventually put in immigration detention. Is that kind of standard?
Well, in this particular case, it became complicated by the fact that the men were simply, they had made the assumption, the false assumption, that Australia was going to be more fair-minded in its processes and its attitudes than it is. So when they were asked the question, was it their intention to seek asylum, and they said yes, they were simply being completely upfront and honest. They had nothing to hide and had done nothing illegal. But what they did when they said that yes, they were seeking asylum, is they tripped themselves up in the process and the paperwork, because they had entered the country on tourist visas and they had not entered the country through the processes of seeking asylum. And so the minute they said they were now asylum seekers, it then became a legal fact that they had entered the country improperly. They were no longer tourists. They were asylum seekers. And then suddenly that meant that the rights and responsibilities that they had up until that point suddenly changed, and then they became detainees. They did not understand that. I don't think most Australians would. They certainly didn't expect it. And they've been quite stunned at the attitudes and the processes in Australia, which, to be fair, many advocates for asylum seekers in Australia have been trying to expose the best part of 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And this kind of harshness doesn't just apply to people seeking asylum on the grounds of sexuality, but of course a whole range of grounds. We have a particularly harsh system in Australia, and this case just shines a light right onto it.
Just Eek will have launched a petition calling on the Immigration Minister to grant the pair asylum. You can add your signature online at equal.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.